This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, howdy hams and shortwave listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's Northeast Radio Club news. Last Sunday's amateur technical segment was a very good history of the development and use of radio in World War I. When everybody called it wireless. The talk next time, on the 31st of August, will be about the development and use of radio in World War II, when nobody called it wireless. Now, if you've missed some or all of these lectures, well, they're available now for you to listen to on the Northeast Radio Club website. Once again, it's membership renewal time, and if you renew your membership by the September General Meeting, there's a $5 discount. And the next meeting will be next Friday, the 8th of August, when Mick, VK5MCH, will be showing us how he converted Bofang radios into hidden transmitters for use in fox hunts. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall next Friday evening. Get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Entry is free, but you are requested to sign the attendance book. Well, that's it for this time, folks. Stay negative, everyone. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Good morning, I'm Graham VK5GM on behalf of the Northeast Radio Club, and with a heavy heart I have to announce the passing of Marilyn Syme VK5DMS on Tuesday afternoon 29th of July at the age of 88 years. Our deepest sympathy goes out to her husband Jeff VK5ACZ. Marilyn was heavily involved in ALARA since 1977 and was a life member. She was also a life member of our club. Her greatest enjoyment was joining the other ladies at the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library each Wednesday. As you got to know her, you would realize she was a quick-witted pocket rocket who is going to be missed by all who knew her. Vale Marilyn VK5DMS.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We're pleased to announce that we're running another one of our successful foundation license training and examination sessions on the 17th of August. So that's Sunday the 17th of August, and this will be conducted at Mitcham. Please advise me as soon as possible if you're interested by going to the ahars.au website where there's a training registration section, or by giving me a call on 041 8803 177. Thank you.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We now have a dedicated YouTube channel. Just enter Southeast Radio Group into the YouTube search box if you would like to have a look. So far, we have uploaded a couple of videos of past annual conventions and fox hunting events. There is also quite a long video on the history of the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event. We also have a club Facebook page, but that is restricted to Surge members only, so unfortunately you will not be able to get a look at that one. We are now only a couple of weeks from our annual general meeting, and at this point the only change in our management team that I am aware of is that we will be looking for a new president. We hope that someone will step up to inject some new ideas and continue the great job that outgoing President Peter VK5BE has done for us over the last 8 years. A big thank you, Peter. We are also hopeful that we will get a break in the weather very shortly in order that we can complete the necessary antenna upgrades at our Mount Graham repeater site, as this will result in improved coverage into Mount Gambier for our Millicent-based members. Unfortunately, the wet weather and high winds have made it impossible to do any sort of tower work because of safety concerns. Of course, when you have such a complex repeater system as we have, there are always going to be little problems to contend with, and our repeater maintenance team is constantly challenged with small niggling problems. John, VK5DJ, has done a remarkable job, as many of our repeaters can now be fully controlled remotely, which does simplify things a bit, as well as reducing some of the travel requirements. Well done, and thank you, John. Naturally, there are a number of other members who do amazing work in keeping our excellent system running as efficiently as possible, and a big thank you goes to them as well. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.